With only a couple of days left, Congress might need to scrape together another continuing resolution to avoid a shutdown. I know some people had hoped for a supersized omnibus bill to finalize agency budgets, but that's becoming less likely now. Democrats threatening to withhold votes for that bill unless they work out differences over a payroll tax bill. Eric Wasson of The Hill has been following it all. He joins us with the latest. Eric, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
I thought they were close. What happened?
Well, on substance, they are very close. Supposedly, there are about five to six small, very small issues in the bill, but Republicans are saying Democrats are just making a fuss over that in order to put pressure on them over this payroll tax extension. And pretty much behind the scenes, Democrats acknowledge that's what they're doing. The fear by Harry Reid in the White House seems to be that if they did this spending bill, nothing would stop John Boehner and the House Republicans just from leaving town with their version of the payroll tax extension on the table. And then, Democrats would sort of be left in the lurch, and there could be a lot of pressure to pass the Republican version. So it's pretty much being caught up in this larger or separate payroll tax fight right now.
So to me, it looks like spy versus spy, with the end result that they each have a gun to one another's head as the clock ticks toward Friday at midnight.
That's right. And the appropriators who've been working on this omnibus bill, it's a $1 trillion, nine-bill omnibus that funds most of the federal government, are kind of left in the lurch. In fact, I think just judging from my interviews yesterday with people like Dianne Feinstein of California and Tom Harkin of Iowa, they weren't even necessarily aware, it seems, of the White House Reid maneuver. And they had just been told, sit tight as the White House works on these last details. And they are, compared to the size and the scope of the omnibus, very small. For example, there's a rider that would prevent this transition to a forced transition away from incandescent light bulbs to fluorescent light bulbs. And if you think about the possibility of a government shutdown compared to that, it does seem like something deeper is at play.
So another CR, really? I mean, can we stomach that right now? Is that the only option?
Well, I think it would be the most likely would be a short-term CR. I mean, because we're looking at a Friday midnight deadline, and the Senate moves so very slowly. Today, they're going to waste time on these balanced budget amendments that have really no chance of getting the two-thirds majority needed to get sent to the states. But it's something that was called for in the August debt ceiling deal. And then you've got, Thursday and Friday, and already they're talking about doing a defense authorization bill, doing that, possibly considering doing that omnibus and the payroll tax extension. It just seems, for anyone who's watching the Senate, completely impossible. So some sort of CR probably for a few days to get us into next week and, right up until Christmas Eve possibly is what we're looking at, I think.
We're speaking with Eric Wasson, a staff writer for The Hill. They need to have the bill posted for 3 days before it can be voted on, so they're already into that three-day phase, so that's why we would need another short-term CR?
Well, right. I mean, that is a rule that the House Republicans put in when they took over the majority, saying too many times Nancy Pelosi rammed through stuff that we didn't even have a chance to read. But that could be waived conceivably, though they would take some heat for that, for putting a huge spending bill on the table and giving people less than 72 hours to read it. But that's something that has to be weighed against, the possibilities of a shutdown. But like I said, it's unlikely the omnibus could get done by Friday, I think, at this point.
So we're not counting on the omnibus. People who are listening right now need to just say, okay, here comes another CR. We just did a short-term CR. We got to do another one?
I think it's just going to be for a couple of days. The omnibus looks broadly to be agreed upon, and that, I think, is a hopeful sign for federal workers. Even the most contentious bill, which is the Labor Health and Human Services bill, is a compromise between Republicans and Democrats, also on the Interior Environment bill. They've found a way to, basically avoid some of the ideological, quote-unquote, riders, but also, give Republicans a chance to reduce funding in places where they wanted. So but the details are very, very slowly leaking out. I'll be spending most of my day trying to find out what they are, in fact.
I see. So this will be an itty-bitty CR, just a stopgap, just long enough to keep everybody up and running until they can get the omnibus passed.
That's right, because President Obama went out there on TV and said, we're not letting Congress go home without doing the payroll tax extension. And how can he keep Congress from fleeing town? Well, this is the main way to do that.
Now, there have been years when Congress has met and debated on Christmas Eve. I think there's even been some Christmas Day sessions in recent decades. Is that likely? Are they that committed to getting it done and the administration pushing so that there could be Christmas sessions?
Well, I wouldn't say it's likely, but it's certainly looming as a possibility right now. I mean, if you remember, the health care bill was a Christmas vote. So things do happen that way, but I'm sure no one really wants to see that happen.
I mean, as people, even members of Congress, don't they hate that?
Oh yes, absolutely. They really do hate that. But they're so dysfunctional at this point, and so at loggerheads over things like the payroll tax, they might just be forced into it.
So if you could handicap the possibility of any House provision affecting, that is to say, freezing federal wages for another year and increasing the pension contribution, that provision, how likely is that to survive whatever finally comes out?
Oh, that's a good question. That's in the payroll tax bill.
Right.
The House version that passed last night includes an extra year of pay freeze for federal workers. I think it's a strong possibility, in fact, that would get in there. But I'm not really sure. I mean, the president issued a veto threat on that bill. He didn't specifically call out the pay freeze or, in fact, another provision that would have forced the State Department to give either approval or disapproval to a pipeline from Canada to the Gulf Coast. He didn't call those out specifically, but he did say, you know, we can't, affect or hurt the middle class. And if you talk to Democrats, Senator Barbara Boxer, she just pointed out that, you know, instead of taxing millionaires, the Republican bill would, as you say, freeze federal worker, mostly middle class worker pay. So it's in the mix, but I'm really not a betting man. I can't give you an exact handicap on it.
All right. Eric Wasson is a staff writer for The Hill. We'll check back with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot, guys.